It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, I want to welcome you to this special edition of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician with 32 years of practicing experience so far. Now, for most of my pediatric career, I was too busy trying to keep up with what was new in pediatric medicine to take the time to read the parenting books that the parents of my patients were consuming. Well, I think that was a mistake as I look back on that decision. After I founded this blog, I decided that knowing which parenting books were accurate, well-written, and worth a read by parents might be very useful. So I started a book review section on my blog dedicated to this purpose. And one of the first books that my staff and I reviewed was written by a pediatrician named Dr. Harvey Karp, that I am sure many of you are familiar with, called The Happiest Baby on the Block. We loved this book and gave it rave reviews. So we were very excited to start my evaluation of another of Dr. Karp's books, in which he discusses the important pediatric topic of sleep, something every pediatrician knows a fair amount about from our day-to-day experiences. So here we go with a review of Dr. Karp's Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep. Well, first off, if you have not read one of Dr. Karp's books, you're in for a treat. His writing is easy to understand, well-written, and very interesting, as he likes to mix modern scientific sleep medicine with the wisdom from ancient cultures. His chapters are well organized, and finding useful, practical information is very easy to do. He stresses practical solutions to sleep problems that parents often face. Dr. Karp is also particularly good at giving memorable names to sleep techniques he wants you to be able to remember, like twinkle interruptus. That's a technique aimed at getting rid of a child's passy at night. Or the owie. This is a technique geared to convince a child not to breastfeed at night when they are asleep in the same bed as their parents. Or the wake plus sleep technique, designed to allow children to be rocked and fed to sleep, but also learn to go to sleep on their own without further help from their parents. More on this later. Well, Dr. Karp divides his discussion of sleep mostly by age, from birth to 3 months, from 3 months to 12 months, toddlers to 5 years. And finally, he also discusses sleep problems like those presented by children with ADD or new onset insomnia. Now, his discussions of these topics are well researched and done quite well, frankly. Here are some of the big points Dr. Karp wants his readers to get. Number one, sleep is an active process with many sleep-wake cycles a night. Two, good sleep is essential to good memory and good cognitive function. Three, from birth to 3 months, teaching a child to be independent at night is secondary to them learning to trust and bond with their parents. As Dr. Karp says, children need to learn to trust, then learn table manners. Number four, older children need a predictable bedtime routine to become good sleepers. And finally, Dr. Karp argues that for children to become good sleepers, their parents need to use what he calls the relaxation reflex that he made famous in his original book that he wrote to teach parents how to soothe a fussy young infant. These techniques include white noise, comfortable positioning, sucking, and gentle motion. Sleep will follow this reflex, he argues. Well, now for the problems we see with his advice. Unfortunately, The Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep contains a number of inaccuracies, some minor and some not so minor. Dr. Karp advocates for parents to use reclining swings for infants. While this practice undoubtedly helps some children sleep, these devices have not been recommended by experts at the Academy of Pediatrics since they have not been tested for safety and may not be a, quote, safe sleep surface for an infant. Longtime listeners to the DocSmo blog already know this. Remember that talk about safe sleep surfaces? Well, this was what it was about. Check for yourself on the AAP guidelines that I've linked to this podcast. Dr. Karp also advocates pacifier use for older children because he believes that, well, now for the problems that we see with his advice. Unfortunately, The Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep contains a number of inaccuracies, some minor and some not so minor. Dr. Karp advocates for parents to use reclining swings for infants. Well, this undoubtedly helps some children sleep, but they're not recommended by the experts at the Academy of Pediatrics who study sudden infant death syndrome, since these devices have not been tested for safety and may not be safe sleep surfaces. Longtime listeners to the DocSmo blog already know this. Check for yourself at the AAP guidelines that I've attached at the end of this podcast. Dr. Karp also advocates pacifier use not only for very young infants, but for older children because he believes that the number of children developing dental problems, malocclusion of their teeth, is greater for children who suck their thumb than those who use pacifier. Well, the opposite is actually true. And finally, our biggest criticism of Dr. Karp's advice is that he repeatedly talks about the importance of a sleep ritual and a self-soothing mechanism for older infants and children, but he won't quite advocate for one that truly allows a child to become an independent sleeper at night. Just listen to his major advice of this book, like dream feeds. That is, waking an older child to feed them at night so they will sleep longer. Or wake and sleep, allowing a child to fall asleep with their parents rocking or feeding them, but then very briefly waking them up and letting them fall back asleep on their own. This just won't work. Dr. Karp, the reality is that children can truly learn to sleep through the night, starting at around 4 to 6 months of age, without their parents feeding or rocking them, if a good sleep ritual is established at that age. Why not just encourage parents in that direction instead of pretending that they're independent at night with tricks like dream feeds and wake and sleep? The reality is that dream feeds teach children to eat at night, and wake and sleep teach children to need their parents to fall asleep at night instead of being independent. Well, for those and other reasons, we feel that while a valuable addition to anyone's knowledge about sleep in young children, The Happiest Baby Guide to Great Sleep falls short on the most important advice that parents need who have young children. We therefore only are giving Dr. Karp for this book 2.5 out of a possible 5 DocSmo stars. Well, thanks for blogging with DocSmo. Your comments are always welcome on iTunes or on my website, www.docsmo.com. Here's hoping that your cute little peeps are always getting a good night's sleep. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin, Esquire, and Seth, the the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.